This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet yesterday approved 5 projects worth over 13,000 crore rupees, including 4 railway and 1 highway project. Briefing media after the meeting in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, the Union Cabinet under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has cleared 4 multi-tracking projects of railway covering 8 districts across 4 states of West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh. He said with total estimated cost of 9,450 crore rupees, the projects are scheduled for completion by 2030-31.
5 बहुत बड़े फैसले लिए हैं. पहले 4 प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं जो कि रेलवे के हैं और पांचवा प्रोजेक्ट हाईवे का है. पहले 4 प्रोजेक्ट में जो हावड़ा से चेन्नई की रूट है, मेन लाइन है, इस मेन लाइन के क्वाड्रुपलिंग के डिसीजंस हैं और एक है कटक से पैरादीप रेलवे लाइन का क्वाड्रुपलिंग का थर्ड एंड फोर्थ लाइन. और पांचवा प्रोजेक्ट है मुजफ्फरपुर से सीतामढ़ी होते हुए सोनबरसा तक ये 4 लेन हाईवे बनाने का. टोटल 13,041 करोड़ रुपीज के प्रोजेक्ट्स आज कैबिनेट ने अप्रूव किए.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday said the government's foremost priority is to provide high-quality infrastructure while maintaining cost-effectiveness. He emphasized that there can be no compromise on the quality of infrastructure development. Mr. Gadkari was addressing the 4th edition of the Tunnels and Bridges Conference in New Delhi. He said his ministry would review the existing provisions governing subcontracting of highway works to ensure that contractual requirements are strictly adhered to and that responsibility for quality and timely execution remains clearly with the principal contractor. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the Southern Zonal Council SZC meeting today in Mahabalipuram, Tamil Nadu. The council comprises the states of Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Telangana and the union territories of Puducherry, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Lakshadweep. The meeting will be attended by the Lieutenant Governors, Chief Ministers and Administrators of the member states and union territories of the southern region along with 2 senior ministers from each state. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has termed the claim as false that China has entered 60 kilometers into Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said, photos and videos from Bangladesh were being used to falsely portray Chinese entry into Arunachal Pradesh. He said such claims could demoralize army personnel guarding the border and create unnecessary confusion. The minister said that the India-China border issue is a serious matter and appealed to people to not make any false or unverified claims on such a sensitive issue. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh has concluded his 2-day visit to Armenia. During the visit, he held bilateral meetings with Deputy Defence Minister of Armenia, Karen Rutyan, and First Deputy Defence Minister and Chief of General Staff of Armenia, Edward Asaryan. The Defence Ministry said that the discussions cover the entire cabinet of ongoing defence and military technical cooperation with particular emphasis on capacity building, training, military technical cooperation and defence research and development. Bangladesh will hold its presidential election today with lawmakers set to choose between the ruling BNP stalwart Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir and 11-party opposition alliance candidate Colonel Retired Ouli Ahmed. The voting will take place for the first time in a presidential election after a gap of 35 years. In hockey, India registered a comprehensive 5-3 victory over arch-rivals Pakistan in the final Pool D encounter of NENT's FIH World Cup at Amstelveen in the Netherlands yesterday to qualify for the second round. The defeat ended Pakistan's campaign into the group stage. India registered a commanding 165-run victory over hosts Sri Lanka in the first test in Galle yesterday to take a 1-0 lead in the 2-match series. Sri Lanka chasing a target of 372 runs for victory were bowled out for 206 during the post-lunch session on the 5th and final day. Indian left-arm spinner Manas Sathar was the architect of India's victory, taking 6 wickets in the second innings to finish with a maiden 10-wicket match haul only in his second test. The 24-year-old also became the youngest Indian spinner to take 10 wickets in an overseas test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.